This is your host, Tofu Dave, with another edition of Between the Covers, a literature quickie here on your community radio station, WCOM-FM Chapel Hill and Carbra. And today, I have on the line Jimmy McDonough with his new book, Gary Stewart, I Am Thumb, The Honky Tonks. And boy, I wish I was in a honky tonk right now. Jimmy, you're on the line there.
I am indeed, Tofu Dave, ready to go.
Listen, Jimmy, I'm a great lover of honky-tonks myself. Usually I'm introducing the guys on stage, and then they sort of push me off the stage and go into their own whatever it is they do. And it seems like you're writing about a guy, I have to admit, I really didn't know about till I hit your book, Gary Stewart. And he sounds like, wow, a larger-than-life figure in a way. Tell us a little about what got you into Gary Stewart and the Honky Tonks.
Sure, Tofu Dave. Gary Stewart had hits in the mid-70s like She's Acting Single, I'm Drinking Double, Out of Hand, Drinking Thing. And then he kind of fell off the face of the earth. And I was just a young buck starting out my writing career for the Village Voice. And my career has been based on writing about people I admire, like Al Green, Tammy Wynette, Neil Young, et cetera, et cetera. But the first guy was Gary Stewart. He had had all these hits and then fell off the face of the earth. And so I started doing my gumshoe work, found him in Fort Pierce, Florida. He was living in a trailer with the windows blacked out and not wanting any, couldn't have cared less about success, Tofu Dave. Was not, in fact, interested that I wanted to resurrect his interest in his career. But he told me, he said to me, once I got him on the phone, he said, "Well, Jimmy, I tell you what, if you find a record by Wild Bill Emerson called Harlan County Highway, I will give you your interview, son. Bye." And then he hung up, Tofu Dave, probably thinking, well, I got rid of that guy. I found the record in 7 days. I insisted on delivering it myself, and that got me into his trailer. And that was in 1987, believe it or not. I went on to write all these other books, but I wanted always to get back to Gary. He was my favorite. I felt I owed it to him. And while he and Mary Lou, his longtime paramour and wife, a big part of the story, are no longer here, I was determined to finish it. It took me 38 years, but, you know, I'm slow on the uptake.
Well, wow.
But it's an incredible story. He has he was born in Kentucky. His father was a coal miner and a cockfighter. His mother was an Avon salesman and sold other things of less dubious legality. They moved to Fort Pierce. Gary, who had been brought up on Jerry Lee and all the classic early rock and roll, discovered the Allman Brothers, and he wanted to fuse the two in his own music, which he did. And he was a little too wild for Nashville, but he kept going.
And, you know, unusual in some senses for many people in the music biz, he really loved his wife, right, from your recounting, and they really had I don't know what else to call it, but a real love affair. Am I reading it right?
Oh, yeah. Gary was a really passionate guy. I can't tell you, sitting in this trailer, I'd call out a song I liked, like, let's say, Little Cabin on the Hill, and he would turn around and do the song in my face. And to have one of your heroes doing your request about 3 inches from your face, especially Gary, who was a super intense individual, it was thrilling. And everything he had a real lust for life, Gary. And you know, he was also utterly self-destructive. Those two things make for a wild ride of the book. Of all my books, I think this is the best one, and the response to it has been overwhelming.
Gary Stewart, I am from the Honky Tonks, author Jimmy McDonough on the line. And, you know, all this is often tied up in Honky Tonks and this kind of lifestyle. How old was Jimmy when you were in that trailer with him? And tell us a little bit about what led him to be living in a trailer in Florida with blacked out windows.
Well, he was what? He must have been in his mid-40s when I met him, or maybe a little older than that. Mm-hmm. I was in my late 20s, and he just, he floundered in Nashville. All they wanted was another drinking song. RCA, great label, God bless them, but they just didn't what they had in Gary Stewart. His talents went far beyond what was recorded on the records, and I discovered all these tapes in his trailer, and there's now getting this stuff's going to get released and the world will see the depth of his talent. But he just kind of turned his back on Nashville. Charlie Pride talked to him. He spent the whole night trying to convince him to be a star, and Gary just said, you know, pal, I don't want to climb that hill. I just live for the honky-tonks. The rougher, the more funky the joint, as a sound man to his told me, Gary Stewart was one of the original downward mobility guys.
Now that's the word I was thinking about, actually, and I didn't want to say. I want to let you know also, we got a local organization here. Some buddies of mine started some years ago called the Music Maker Foundation. And a lot of what they do is they work with the old blues guys.
Oh, yeah.
Sound a lot like Stewart. Like, they were really good, but they didn't have that, let's put it as maybe charitably, business drive. They weren't attuned to the dollar. They were attuned to the music. They were attuned
exactly
to the audience. And they didn't really care about the dollar, and they get to be 60, 70 years old, and, you know, boy, they need help with payments on the trailer or their dentures or whatever it might be. And it seems like maybe a little bit a different story, but I kept thinking, geez, Gary Stewart sort of was, in a way, downwardly mobile, not even like flat stationary, where he could have been like the musician equivalent of the middle class, you know, the steady studio guy almost, or the songwriter in the background. But he didn't even want that, it seems, from reading.
No. I got to tell you, Tofu Dave, all he cared about was music. And, I mean, he left more recordings by the side of the highway than anybody I've encountered. And here now, nearly 40 years later, I'm still finding things that I haven't heard. And, yeah, my mission, sort of like your cats there who help the blues guys there, is Gary's no longer with us, but I just want to get his work out to the world and tell this incredible story of a guy who, against all odds, became a star and then turned his back on the whole Nashville machine, yet kept going. He was huge in the honky-tonks and Native American reservations. They would have had him every week if they could have. They as one of his band guys said, when we played the reservation, it was like we were the Beatles. We just got mobbed.
They just went
so
crazy.
It's a whole world there, Dave, that people don't know about, and hopefully I told the story.
Well, you did. I didn't know about it. I've been listening to some of his music, what I could find, and boy, I'm really enjoying it. And I want to turn to one last thing, back to this human love angle. You know, one of your, I think it was maybe in your jacket cover that I saw the words, tempestuous, tragic love story.
Yes.
What did you mean by tragic there?
Well, Mary Lou was the love of Gary's life. She was the older woman. Gary's mother never forgave her for stealing her baby away. But they had an incredible relationship with many ups and downs. They gave George and me a run in the drama department, let me tell you. But yet it ends tragically. Gary unfortunately took his own life after Mary Lou died, just weeks after. And if you met him, you just felt both of them. I loved them dearly. They were close friends of mine after I first wrote about them for the Bulge Voice. Mm-hmm. And there was just an air of tragedy about them. You felt like they knew it. You felt like they knew you knew it. And very haunting.
Yeah, wow.
And so the story has haunted me, to be honest, these 38 years, and I'm just glad it's out there. For many years, I couldn't return to it. It was just too, there was too much darkness there. But I found a way, Tofu Dave. I found a way, and it incorporates a lot of oral history from his family members. I fell in love with this whole family, and I just felt, you're a damn northerner. Stay out of their way. Just let them tell the story. And that unlocked it for me, Dave.
Well, that's a good attitude. Jimmy McDonough, author of Gary Stewart, I Am From the Honky Tonks, just out on the Wolf and Salmon label. I encourage my listeners to not only read the book by Jimmy McDonough, but to listen to the music of Gary Stewart. Jimmy, thank you so much for being here with me on Between the Covers. This has been a quickie. I'm sorry. Any last words to our listening audience here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, North Carolina?
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you, Tofu Dave, for having me on. And if you're out there and you're a country music fan, if you like a wild tale that goes from Kentucky to Nashville to Florida and has a lot of laughs and a lot of tears, I guarantee you've never read a book like Gary Stewart, I Am From the Honky Tonks.
All right, thank you very much. Again, Jimmy McDonough, author of Gary Stewart, I Am From the Honky Tonks. You've listened to another edition of Between the Covers, a literature quickie, with your host, Tofu Dave, on your community radio station, WCON-FM, Chapel Hill, and Carver. Come back next time for another